We are developing a biopesticide, and in particular, we are developing a biopesticide to control the corn earworm. And people might be familiar with the corn earworm if they buy organic corn and there's a caterpillar crawling in it. That would be the corn earworm. We are planning to release a sterile moth of the corn earworm that contains a sterilizing virus, and the virus is sexually transmitted. So we release the sterile moth containing the virus, then they mate in the field, transmit the virus to the insects that are already in the field, and then their offspring will be sterile, or some of their offspring, most of their offspring will be sterile. So that's the idea behind our Insteros technology.
And it benefits what crop?
Oh, the corn earworm actually has, I don't know how many different names. It's also the tomato
bloodworm. It's polyphagous. So the corn earworm eats anything that comes comes across their way. If there's, it's called corn earworm, but they will eat tobacco. They even eat hemp or cannabis. They actually like the flower. So it whatever food is on their way, they'll have an appetite for. So it's called a corn earworm, but because it's one of the crops that it's most effective together with cotton. But it eats anything.
Corn, cotton, soybean, tomatoes, anything, pretty much.
So that's what it protects. What the technology does is, so that the corn earworm has evolved with this virus, and the virus is what at Lepidex we did was select a strain of the virus that will always make the moth sterile, so it doesn't produce eggs. So the virus has been with a moth for millions of years, and it has evolved with it. So there's a one-to-one connection. It's a virus that will not affect any other species, no other moth, no other birds or any other animal or plant, just the corn earworm. So the beauty of this technology, which is a very new active ingredient, to put it that way, is that it is quite safe for the environment, or at least that's what we're trying to prove, that it's very safe to the environment, that it's also very safe for human health, in the sense that those that are producing this technology or this biopesticide are not affected by, you know, during the production of the technology or the product. What else am I missing? I wanted to touch on some bases, because you say virus and then everybody's like, whoa!
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we've been through the pandemic, so everybody, when you say virus, it's like you're going to release a virus. Well, but this is a virus that it's contained only on the sexual organs of the species. So the rest of the moth is intact and perfect, but the virus affects only their sexual organs. And they can continue to mate, and it only affects their ability to reproduce or to produce descendancy or eggs. That's the only thing that it does. The moth is perfectly fine otherwise, which allows us to release the technology as a live insect for them to mate in the field and make the other insects in the field sterile.
So a typical report, so how far away is this?
Well, we just submitted our registration to the Environmental Protection Agency, so we hope that in hopefully 2 years, 18 months to 2 years, that we'll have our registration, our approval, and then we will be able to do large-scale releases and evaluate it on a larger scale. So we hope that in 2 to 5 years, we will be able to sell it.
So in 2 years we should be able to sell it. So there are three key goals that we have to achieve as any biopesticide startup. One is to, and the highest bar, is to submit and obtain EPA certification. So that the EPA allows to, will certify that this is a product that is safe, categorized as a biopesticide, and that it won't harm the environment or human health. The second goal is to prove that it's efficient and it's effective. And the third goal is to know how to apply it, so models of application. So we have submitted, we have 18 months until we get the full review of the product, of the technology by the Environmental Protection Agency. We have small scale trials for models of application, how do you apply it? And then we have small scale proof of efficacy. So we have shown that in, we have tested the product or the technology in at the UK farms. And we have proof that it can reduce the infestation. So what we're trying is to not eliminate all corn earworm, just reduce the infestation to the level where it doesn't really affect yield of the crop. So we have proven that we can reduce the infestation, suppress the level of infestation 70 to 80% compared to non-treated. So, and this would be a product that is available to both row crops, which is the real challenge, right? Biopesticides are available, but there are not that many biopesticides that are available for row crops for very large acreage. Because this is a very good flyer. The insect flies can fly up to a mile. It can disperse itself, which means it can be used in very large acreage and protect very large acreage with a biopesticide. That's a dream,
right?
That's a very big dream. But we hope it will, you know, in 2 years we'll be able to prove that the same as for small scales, that we can suppress pest pressure on a 70 to 80%.
So you've been located here.
We're located in Lexington, not at UK. We've graduated from UK. Yes.
So the technology is an offspring of UK.